KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and breezy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. A flood warning is in effect for a majority of the listening area until 10:15 this morning. We do look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 42. News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. I'm Rick Hansen. In the news, Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday issued a disaster proclamation for the state of Iowa in response to flooding and severe weather events that began March 13th and continuing. She also activated Iowa State's Emergency Operations Center to coordinate the response to Iowa's flooding. The Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, along with several state and federal agencies, continue to monitor the rapidly evolving conditions at locations throughout the state. The governor's proclamation allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of the severe weather across the state and activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents, along with the Disaster Case Management Program for some 21 counties, including Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury. The Individual Assistance Grant Program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes up to 200% of the federal poverty level, or a maximum annual income of $41,560 for a family of three. Grants are available for home or car repairs, replacement of clothing or food, and temporary housing expenses. The grant application and instructions are available on the Iowa Department of Human Services website. Applicants have 45 days from the date of the proclamation to submit a claim. Disaster Case Management is a program to address serious needs to overcome a disaster-related hardship, injury, or adverse condition. Case managers will work with clients to create a disaster recovery plan and provide guidance, advice, and referral to obtain a service or a resource. There are no income eligibility requirements for that program, and it closes 180 days from the date of the governor's proclamation. For information on the Disaster Case Management Program, you can contact your local Community Action Association or go to www.iowacommunityaction.org on the web. Residents of counties impacted by the recent severe weather are asked to report damage to help local and state officials better understand the damage sustained. Damage to property, roads, utilities, and other storm-related information may be reported. The information will be collected by the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management and shared with local emergency management agencies. Officials of the City of Atlantic on Thursday said the Schulberg Park in Atlantic is temporarily closed due to flooding. They ask you to avoid the area if possible, and the Schulberg Park will remain closed until further notice. The current flooding impacting parts of Iowa is also causing some closures at state parks and recreational areas. The rapidly rising floodwaters have caused full or partial closings at several state parks, including in this area, Wilson Island State Recreational Area at Missouri Valley and Springbrook State Park at Guthrie Center. The safety of park visitors is the number one priority for the DNR. Authorities say some parks could be closed for several days to allow the water to recede and cleanup efforts to take place before any visitors will be allowed back into the impacted areas. For the latest list of closures and any updates affecting state parks and recreational areas, you can visit the link under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Missouri Valley Mayor Sean Kelly says around 1,000 of the city's 3,000 or so residents had to be evacuated Thursday when it looked like a nearby creek and a river might overflow. Several local levees then breached and allowed more floodwater into the city. Red Cross Representative Jerry Sue Rinella says some people spent the night at the city's community center while others have been in and out for food.
They can just sit and share their stories or debrief with each other and kind of relax a little bit.
Mayor Kelly says a lot of the residents who weren't hit by the flooding have been helpful to those who have.
They volunteered to open their doors for displaced people to come stay at their houses and whatever they need. The small community here that we have is a wonderful community that is helping everyone as best they can.
It's unknown how long the evacuation could be in place. About 60 miles to the north, the city of Hornick told its 200 or so residents to evacuate after a levee broke along the west fork of the Little Sioux River. A nearby city has set up a shelter for them. The Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Agency said yesterday that the American Red Cross shelter established in Avoca had closed. The Nishnabotna waters in the area were beginning to recede, and officials determined there was no longer an imminent threat that would require emergency sheltering. And the Shelby and Audubon County Boards of Supervisors have placed a 10-ton load embargo on their respective county rock or gravel roads, if you will. The embargo is in place until further notice. No vehicle heavier than 10 tons is allowed to be on gravel roads in Shelby and Audubon counties. A reminder, a flood warning is in effect for urban and small streams for rain and snowmelt, and that remains in effect for the listening area until 10:15 this morning. A flood warning continues until 9:30 for the West Nishnabotna River at Hancock and at Randolph, the Nishnabotna River above Hamburg affecting Fremont County, and the East Nishnabotna River at Red Oak affecting Montgomery County. There are also several roads that are closed in the listening area due to flood waters, and detours have been established in most cases. Some of the roads closed includes Iowa 48 between U.S. 59 and County Road J32 at Shenandoah, U.S. Highway 59 between Highway 48 and J14, also near Shenandoah, Highway 6 in Pottawatomie County west of Highway 59, that's closed in both directions to the Trainer turnoff, and a detour is in place there. Highway 59 north of Interstate 80 is down to one lane. You can see the rest of those road closures and updates on our news page at KJAN.com. Just look for this same story. In our funeral announcements, Daniel McLaren, age 77, of Atlantic, died Saturday at UNMC in Omaha. A funeral mass for Daniel McLaren will be today at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Grody, age 96, who's formerly of Portsmouth, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Robert Grody will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the St. Mary of Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Mark Swanson, age 61, of West Des Moines, died March 3rd. A memorial service for Mark Swanson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Claire Frizzell, age 91, of Greenfield, died March the 9th. A family of Claire Frizzell will greet friends on Saturday at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield from 4 until 7 p.m. Kyle Sothman, age 60, of Griswold, died Tuesday at UNMC in Omaha. Private family services for Kyle Sothman are planned. Visitation with his family will be held Sunday from 1 until 3 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Angle, age 81, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Angle will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ray Zellmer, age 76, of Wyota, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Ray Zellmer will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And William Getzinger, age 67, of Westphalia, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. Services for William Getzinger are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.